Well, the healthcare costs are ballooning in the U.S., and you may still be trying to figure out how the Affordable Care Act is going to impact you ultimately. Well, my next guest says the medical establishment is actually the root cause, and the structure we're dealing with now is the root cause for a lot of our problems. Dr. Elena George is the author of the brand new book, Big Medicine, The Cost of Corporate Control and How Doctors and Patients Working Together Can Rebuild a Better System. Dr. George, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you. Yeah,
and you've been in private practice for, what, almost two decades now in Atlanta, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And is business getting better now, or was it better when you first started?
Well, it was obviously better when it first started. Over the past 17 years, it's become a struggle to practice good medicine, take care of my patients, and stay open. It's been very difficult. And it's because the whole system seems to be moving towards controlled by the insurance companies. Mm-hmm. The doctor and patient have so little say-so in how, what care is given, and it's only gotten worse on the Affordable Care Act.
Was that not the case then when you started 17 years ago?
No. I mean, if you look back historically, and the book discusses this at length, it started off where people used their insurance just for catastrophic coverage, for surgeries, for hospitalization, and they paid the first dollar out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And when that was the case, it was a lot cheaper. When the insurance company started paying the first dollar and the cost was not known and it was hidden in all sorts of things, you've noticed that the price has exponentially risen over the past 15 years. Okay. And it's not any better now.
That just happened step by step, you're saying?
Well, it's happened because the power has shifted. Mm-hmm. So whoever controls the pocketbook controls the power. And insurance companies have taken over. They've become the administrators of the patient's money. And they dole out the money to the physician. And that's their whole purpose. So what they've done is they've made themselves indispensable. Both the doctor and the patient now have to pay them. And they're getting less because of it.
And is there, so basically what the insurance money, is that where all this money is going to? They end up, the companies end up pocketing most of it? Or?
It's not only the insurance companies, it's the entire medical system. So you can even add in the pharmaceutical industry. You can add in the hospitals. You can add in all of the corporate entities that patients have to deal with now in order to get care. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I first opened practice and I wrote a generic drug, it was $5, $10. Since this Affordable Care Act has gone into play, it's become exorbitant. I used to be able to write a prescription of $40 for a drop for ear itching. The generic is now $200. That's ridiculous. Seeing just gouging in a system. And it happens when you don't know what the real cost of something is.
And so what you're saying is patients were somehow buffered from really knowing the actual cost of what's happening?
That's exactly right. And to top it off, the costs have grown arbitrarily. You know, if I tell you that I can purchase a prescription drug from my office because we have a pharmacy for $5 for 500 pills, and I can send that patient to the pharmacy and it costs them $30 or $40, there's a huge markup going on that's unnecessary.
Hmm. And what, in terms of the Affordable Care Act, are you saying none of that was addressed? That was completely ignored as in the act itself?
No. I'm honestly, what they did is they doubled down on the worst aspects of healthcare. They empowered these same things we're talking about to be more powerful. Hmm. It doesn't make any sense. If they had bothered to ask a practicing physician, we could have told them how you cut costs and how you make things cheaper. Right. They didn't ask us.
Well, I mean, could you end up running insurance companies out of business potentially?
Well, you know, the insurance companies have a purpose, but they should not be paying for every single thing that you do. Mm-hmm. They should be paying for catastrophic plans.
And
if that were the case, it would be a lot cheaper out of pocket because most people are healthy.
Right.
Think about this. You pay $12,000 for a single person, up to $25,000 now for a family. If you never go to the doctor, you just gave the insurance company that money, never to be seen
again. It's all
money
for them, right? And you're saying
exactly.
Most people are healthy and they don't even use the money. It just goes right to them. By the way, I'm talking to Dr. Elena George. Her brand new book, Big Medicine, really explores what the problems are with our healthcare system and why it costs so much. So part of the Affordable Care Act is this accountable care organizations, right? This idea mm-hmm. that doctors are going to be paid and organizations are going to be paid for outcome, not for procedures. Mm-hmm. I've been told that's going to really save us somehow. How do you see these working?
I think it works against the Hippocratic Oath, honestly. Let me tell you how it actually works as opposed to what they say. an accountable care organization is government money that's given to a hospital and any parts of the hospital, the doctors, surgery centers, anything that's part of the hospital pod, gets a pot of money at the beginning of the year, and they have to distribute that money to provide care. So if a patient gets admitted to the hospital, part of the money comes out of that. If a test is ordered, money comes out of that. Mm-hmm. And so to pressure to make money basically means that they're going to have to lock people out of care in order to make money at the end of the year. It works opposite to the way people actually think it's going to work.
Okay, but the idea
is telemedicine growing.
Well, the idea is that they're not motivated to, you know, to order unnecessary procedures to make money that way. So you're saying one way they're just ordering things that we don't need, and the other way we're going to be denied those procedures?
That's correct.
Okay.
You know, it has a really interesting pressure that's put on the system. You now see doctors are now being paid for end-of-life conversations. We see people being put on track for hospice. Even though they may have a disease that if you treat them aggressively, they'll get better, that's not being pushed anymore. It's about making you comfortable, making you, you know, use palliative care because it's cheaper. That's
pressure
in the system. It's completely screwed up.
So when as our population ages, do you think there's going to be an increased kind of push to get us into hospice rather than help us live longer?
It's happening right now. And they have bioethics panels in every single hospital in this country that are deciding if someone comes into the ICU, if they have a catastrophic problem, they're deciding whether that person will get covered or they'll end up in a hospice. And I can tell you it's happened to friends of mine, their family members personally. So I've seen it. Hmm. And I practice the Hippocratic Oath. My job as a doctor is to be an advocate for my patient, to do no harm, to work for the best interest. Hmm. And I'm being, as a physician, pushed out of that ability in this system. Do you understand that if I actually saw Medicare patients and I underbill them, I don't charge them what I'm allowed to because I'm trying to save them money, that's considered fraud, and I can be fined or arrested if I do that. That's counter to what I'm about as a physician.
So what is the answer then? If the approach of, you know, having rampant tests that are necessary costs us too much, and the other angle of just trying to, you know, pay doctors for care without, you know, and trying to encourage them to rein that in, that's going to be a problem. What's the middle road to that then?
Well, the middle road is to take the middleman out. And I discuss that at length again in the book as part of the solutions. And one of the things that people need to know about is something called medical cost sharing, which is actually written into the Affordable Care Act as part of the bill. And it allows people, you, me, anybody across the country, if we share a certain mindset about covering our own expenses, we can pool our own resources and actually, as self-pay patients, access a much cheaper version of the healthcare system. The problem is, as I said before, it's hidden. The costs are not transparent. Right. When you go to the hospital, you have no idea what they're going to charge. But if you go to that same hospital and say, look, I'm going to pay for this out of my pocket, what deal can you cut me?
Right.
You're more likely to get 50% off, 70% off your bill if you ask for it.
Wait, but what if
if
you're talking about like a surgery that could cost you, what, 50 grand even at half price, let's say 25 grand, I mean, how does that help somebody who doesn't have that kind of huge amount of money?
Well, it's not 25 grand. You're actually getting the actual fee for service price. So I know it sounds odd, but I can tell somebody, go get a CT scan and tell them you're going to pay out of pocket. It's not half price of the insurance amount, it's half price of the real cost. So it's $250 in Atlanta where I practice for a person to get a CT scan of their head and neck or their sinuses. If I send that same patient with their insurance card, it costs them $600 to $800. So if you actually know the system is not really rigged, to tell you the truth, and you start demanding, look, I'm controlling my pocketbook, what are you going to do for me? It's amazing how much money you'll save.
Okay, but now what you're suggesting, though, you've got, it's like a David and Goliath thing. You're going up against these massive insurance companies and the Affordable Care Act that's now moving forward. Do you think that we'll actually see any major changes in the structure of things?
You know, it's not David and Goliath. It's actually having the power and knowing what your power is. If you're not part of an insurance company, you actually have more power than somebody who has insurance. So if you decide you want to get a procedure done or have a medication, you don't have to ask for approval like you would if you're in the insurance pod. That's what people don't really realize. if you join something called Liberty Health Share, it's an example of one of these plans that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That is the entity that, that does the work for you. All you do is go to the doctor and present the card, but all you're paying is self-pay rate that's pre-negotiated. And that means you can pay much less up front. So
okay, but you don't have it's not insurance, you're saying.
It's not. And that's what makes it better. It's not on the same par with all the mandates and regulations, and therefore you cut all of that out and you get the discounts. Mm-hmm. So for me, I joined. I put my office staff on it. I can actually afford now to cover my employees with health care, and we can afford it. Right. $199 is the most expensive policy, for example. $500 out-of-pocket per year, that's all I pay. Mm-hmm. And I'm covered at $1 million per occurrence per year.
Wow.
And that's affordable for most people. And there are lower versions of the policy. And
right.
The bottom line is no one will turn you away because you're paying cash.
Incredible.
You actually can go to any doctor, any hospital.
That's a good point, too. I mean, for people that are mostly healthy, that sounds like certainly a better alternative. Dr. Elena George, her brand new book, you're going to learn a lot about what's wrong with our current system. Big Medicine, the cost of corporate control and how doctors and patients working together can rebuild a better system. Dr. Elena George, thank you very much.
Thank you. And they can get my book at drelenageorge.com.
drelenageorge.com.